WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Two of the most acclaimed foreign films of the past year are just beginning to play in American theaters. A Taste of Cherry from Iran was last year's winner at Cannes, and the Japanese film Fireworks took the top prize at the Venice Film Festival. John Powers has a review of both films.
Although American movies are filled with people dying, 1,500 on the Titanic alone, they're seldom about death. Foreign filmmakers are less afraid of this most dauntingly universal of topics. And in fact, the two best movies I've seen in the last year both deal with the face-off between life and mortality. In one, the hero struggles against death. In the other, he longs to embrace it. Fireworks is the latest movie by Takeshi Kitano, the comedian, columnist, TV MC, filmmaker, and movie actor who's a Japanese superstar. Imagine Clint Eastwood and David Letterman rolled into one. Although Kitano's a cult figure in Europe, his movies are almost completely unknown in the States. Fireworks should change all that, for this movie showcases his greatest gifts: a supremely modern sense of time and mood, a visual style as majestically spare as a Basho haiku, and a screen persona riveting in its silence. Kitano's stony face suggests an entire universe of feelings: melancholy, peasant humor, shameless sentimentality, and a chilling capacity for violence. In Fireworks, he plays Nishi, a taciturn police detective whose world starts to crumble. His daughter has just died, his wife has a terminal illness, and his sidekicks have been caught in a shootout that left one of them dead, the other in a wheelchair. In order to discharge his responsibilities as a man, Nishi quits the police force and tries to take care of everyone, supporting the dead cop's wife, giving his crippled friend oil paints to distract him from thoughts of suicide, and taking his wife on a second honeymoon that's heartbreaking in its sweetness. This terribly silent man must learn to show his wife that he loves her. The original Japanese title of this film, Hana Bi, can be broken into two component words: hana meaning flower, which is a metaphor for life and growth, and bi meaning fire, a metaphor for destruction. It's precisely the inescapable conflict between destruction and life that gives this movie its mystery and emotional power. Nishi does everything he can to protect those he cares about, but can we ever really save anyone from loss or pain or the inexorable working of time? One of the great 90s films, Fireworks is an elliptical meditation on life's struggle against death. And to tell you the whole truth, it left me in tears. I was moved in a very different way by A Taste of Cherry, the latest masterpiece from Abbas Kiarostami, the Iranian director who's probably the most important filmmaker now working anywhere. Kiarostami does all the things that our much-vaunted American independence should do, but never even seemed to try. He uses small budgets to explore enormous themes. He takes stories from daily life and wins wonderful performances from amateur actors. And he shoots in a style as transparent as a brand new window pane. Never showy, but immaculately clear. A Taste of Cherry begins with its hero driving through the dusty outskirts of Tehran, looking for a man to help him with the task. From the initial reactions, we wonder if he's asking for sex. But eventually we discover that the truth's far darker. He's contemplating suicide, and he's searching for someone who will bury him if he succeeds, or rescue him if he fails. In his search, he meets various ordinary Iranians: a laborer, a soldier, a security guard, a seminarian, and finally an assistant taxidermist. All are decent, well-meaning men who argue against the man's desire to kill himself. In a way, A Taste of Cherry could also be called Hana Bi. For like Kitano's film, it's about the flower of life and the fire of destruction. Even as it treats suicide as a valid response to the world, in daring violation of Islamic doctrine, it makes an equally strong case for the glory of life. In fact, despite its grim theme, the movie features some wonderful bits of comedy and a lovely speech by the taxidermist, who explains why it's worth living for the taste of cherries alone. From beginning to end, the movie's suffused with the reverence for life that has become this filmmaker's trademark. Abbas Kiarostami looks at human beings with a gaze so tender that it makes your soul tremble, then soar.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.